Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid, and now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, and thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Old Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges we all face, which during today's show will have us focusing on higher ego vulnerability and difficulty forming close, loving, and connected relationships with family members and friends. Vulnerability that brings a lot of issues involving anxiety, self-acceptance, and dealing with one's weaknesses and imperfections into relationships with loved ones, particularly our spouse or partner. But before we go deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and often a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy affecting relationships which could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy impacting our efforts to achieve and to be successful, to experience a sense of meaning to our life, coming to know our life's purpose, and getting on with our life's work. Ego stupidity affecting one's ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in our life, often leading to their managing us rather than our managing them. Ego stupidity making it difficult to grow our mind with truth while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, with many acquired from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV masquerading as truth. Ego stupidity making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, life, and energy God is in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you've come to the right place, because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, the absence of spirituality, or mental instability, and has a lot more to do with our ego energy, serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your relationships and lives and experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years. And what I'm sharing with you in my website, books and shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, thank you for tuning into It's Your Ego Stupid on Own Times Radio. Today's show will continue our focus on the formation of close, loving, connective relationships involving family and friends, which you've taught me is an important area of life that impacts the quality of our lives and being able to live the best version of ourselves. Unfortunately, many people, probably most, are getting less rather than more out of the relationship they could have with their spouse or partner, their children, their siblings, and other loved ones. The less is often due to a lack of healthy communication, compromise, compassion, and creativity blocking what could have been a better relationship between oneself and loved ones, a relationship that's growing. How often have you heard in a failing or failed relationship, "We just couldn't communicate"? So often that is what I hear from people when things just haven't worked out, that they've had tremendous difficulty in being able to talk to each other, to listen to each other, to try to understand each other. Well, the nature of our ego energy and what it was doing to the quality of our ability to communicate, as well as to compromise and to express and receive compassion, and to create within the relationships in ways to solve the inevitable problems that come to all relationships, was unrecognized. Each of the tools that can be brought to bear in working with these surface issues. But that's not what's happening when ego energy is unhealthy and imbalanced. Have you noticed how often people say, "We fight over stupid stuff," and keep doing that? It's not because they're stupid. It's because their ego is making them stupid and distancing them from the tools we can use to build close relationships. Each of the tools that could be used to help small problems stay small problems or over with, be done with, rather than becoming bigger problems, as they often do, or preventing the unresolved problem pile from building up. They were not being used or used very often to handle this. Have you noticed how often people repeat the same problems in new relationships? What's the constant? Of course they are. And more specifically, their unchanged ego energy. Again, during today's show, we'll be looking at the impact of higher ego vulnerability on forming close, loving, connective relationships with loved ones. People with higher ego vulnerability often are having difficulty difficult to be in a relationship with, particularly a longer-term relationship, because they're often under stress, and they may ask their spouse or partner to emotionally support them, which eventually leads to their feeling lots of stress. The stress of having to deal with carrying around the weight of dealing constantly with the higher vulnerability person's difficulties in their accepting of themselves, in their ability to handle their own imperfections and to work with their vulnerabilities. And this can be particularly difficult if their partner is also wrestling with their own issues. And this can often be the case, which adds even more stress to the relationship. The person with higher vulnerability often needs signs of approval and acceptance, and is very good at finding rejection from their partner where it wasn't intended, misinterpreting a look or a gesture or some other type of way of being in the negative direction. Their vulnerability weakens their ability to participate in the healthy communication, compromise, and other tools because their ideas and reactions are often being filtered through those insecurities and their anxieties, their higher vulnerability. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Millions? Yes, millions of people experience these difficulties because there are billions of people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. Some of these people are living in roles such as the high-maintenance partner, the perfectionist, the stressed-out person, and the overly self-critical person that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you or a loved one is experiencing any of the symptoms, the ego stupidity and ego's impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today, I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you, 24/7. Now I'm going to go ahead and talk a little bit, getting started, by looking at some of those symptoms, which indicate if higher vulnerability voice is talking to and through you in your life. I'll be talking about a few here, but there are more in my book, It's Your Ego Stupid. And the first symptom is that you're emotionally dependent and that you lean too much on loved ones for acceptance and approval. People with higher ego vulnerability, due to their difficulties with their imperfections or their weaknesses or their sense of vulnerability that's increased for them, are often looking to their loved ones, and particularly in marital relationships or friendship partnerships or perhaps even with our siblings, that they lean a lot on them to meet the needs that they are having difficulty meeting themselves. Here are a few questions that kind of go with the symptom to get you closer to thinking about it for yourself. Do you need or ask your partner to compliment you, and perhaps doing it often, often asking them to notice something or acknowledge something, a form of getting affirmation from them? And do you need that? Also, do you get upset when they fail to do it? So if they miss something that you did that was probably noteworthy, but we don't always get affirmation or approval or acknowledgement, and it normally for most people doesn't get them upset, but for people with higher vulnerability, it may. Also, do you have difficulty patting yourself on the back or giving yourself positive strokes? People with higher vulnerability often have that difficulty acknowledging that they've been successful, that they did something well, or noticing a strength that they possess. So this business of affirming ourselves is really important, and when we're in a healthy place, we can do that. But for those with higher ego vulnerability, that's more problematic. Also, does your partner's opinion of you matter more than your own? So rather than your own self-affirmation, your own acknowledgement, you look to other people to affirm you, loved ones in particular, and interpret that as being more significant, more meaningful than what you can give to yourself. So those are some questions, and they deal with that first symptom. I'm going to go on to the next one. You're emotionally cut off from loved ones in order to hide your weaknesses and imperfections. Sometimes people with higher vulnerability may go in a different direction where they try to create some level of distance in the relationship, maybe a lot of distance, as a means to not showing much more or more of the weaknesses than the imperfections that they actually truly have. So some questions that come along with this one is, do you have a difficult time opening up to your spouse or partner? And a lot of times opening up has to do with those areas, those sensitive areas that many people experience, having to do with the inner feelings of weakness or imperfection or a sense of vulnerability. So these people may find themselves closing off to their partner or spouse when those kinds of areas maybe would be better served by looking at them and talking about them. Also, are you uncomfortable talking about your fears or weaknesses? So it's a really difficult thing for you to get into that territory, the things that are more sensitive, maybe the things that you're concerned about, the fears that you have or the weaknesses that you have, and maybe we all have. Do you have difficulty asking for your spouse or partner's help? Being able to healthily reach out and get help when we need it. For some people, they interpret that as a weakness that they don't want to see or that they don't want to acknowledge is existing. So they stop and don't reach out for help when maybe they really need it. That's a really healthy part of a good relationship, is looking to others to help us in our time of need. And also, do you think that maybe they'll think less of you for having your weaknesses or maybe your insecurities, that somehow they're going to look down on you as a result of your acknowledging the presence of these concerns? That, again, these are often very normal kinds of things that people may be experiencing, but for people with higher vulnerability, they may want to keep their distance from them for themselves, but also keep their loved ones at a distance from them. So these are some of the symptoms. We're going to go coming up on our first break, and when we return, we're going to continue looking at the symptoms of higher ego vulnerability that may be at work in our relationship growing with our loved ones. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Own Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds, Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. We're going to continue now talking about some of the symptoms connected to higher ego vulnerability and how it can be affecting the relationship with our loved ones. And the next one is that you think your partner is responsible for making you happy. This is something that many people with lower or higher ego vulnerability experience, is if the difficulties they have in being able to support themselves emotionally and to, in effect, make themselves happier, to experience happiness, are often being passed over to their partner, their loved one, sometimes even with their children or their siblings. So some of the questions that maybe you could look at to think about in this area, do you have difficulty being responsible for feeling happy, meaning that you're the one who has to own your happiness? When you're not happy, do you look to yourself to find ways to understand what it is that's going on with your ability to experience happiness to address that? Rather, what often is happening is for people with higher vulnerability, they look for other people to handle that responsibility. Do you need your partner to make you happy You know, a lot of times when people are looking for people to meet, maybe they're looking for Mr. or Mrs. Right in the relationship, they are actually looking for somebody to make them happy. And that's really an unfortunate responsibility that they could be passing along to somebody because that's a very heavy burden that really isn't one they should be bearing because it's ultimately our responsibility to do those things that would help us to be happy, things that I've talked about in my previous programs, including the ability to be at peace with oneself, to be at peace with others and the world, to be able to come from a place of love rather than fear in our daily life, in our workings with life, being able to fashion expectations that are appropriate from of ourselves and of the world and other things that we're dealing with. So the responsibility for happiness is being shifted, unfortunately, by people with higher ego vulnerability. And also, do you know the difference between making you happy and making you happier? Our partners, our spouses can play an important role in our life, and they often do, with regard to helping us to feel and experience happier. But we are the ones who are the ones that are most responsible for helping us to be happy. And this is something that's often difficult for people with higher vulnerability to do. I'm going to mention one more symptom before we go ahead to look at the reflections of ego stupidity. You readily find rejection or disapproval from your partner when it wasn't intended. People with higher vulnerability are, in some respects, experts at finding things to be upset about that they interpret as being rejection or disapproval when it really wasn't intended at all. And that's where the higher vulnerability energy is that is filtering what they're seeing going on with other people, particularly their close loved ones. So do you turn positive or constructive comments into negative or destructive ones? Sometimes people start out saying something positive. Maybe there's a tinge of negativity in it, and they find that negative piece, and they look at that, and they turn it all into something negative. Also, do you miss the positive aspects of a comment? And again, find the negative. I guess I'm kind of repeating what I just said, but a lot of times there's something positive being said, but your focus leans you in the direction of the negative, the things that might be connected to your inner sense of weakness or imperfection or vulnerability. Also, how long does it take for you to get over it? Sometimes when people are in a place where they interpreted something in a way, and maybe it wasn't meant the way they're taking it, and they still have trouble letting go of it. They don't get over it very easily because that's that higher ego vulnerability energy that's keeping them connected to it. And also, are you waiting for rejection or disapproval? People with higher vulnerability often are in a way on guard for the anticipated rejection or disapproval that may be forthcoming. Again, the energy, that vulnerability energy, higher vulnerability energy is leading to those kinds of expectations about rejection or disapproval that really aren't coming so much from without, but really are coming from within. We're now going to shift over to looking at reflections of ego stupidity and when it's happening in a higher vulnerability person's ability to form those close relationships. These are some of the ways that anxiety or insecurity or lacking self-acceptance can show up in the relationship with loved ones. And some of them can seem odd or strange or weird or inappropriate, but that's probably because you're not living in that energy. But for those with higher vulnerability, it leads them to engage in these ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts and behaviors and feelings, particularly those that may involve the growing of relationships. And it can often lead them to conclude that the abnormal things that they are thinking or they're feeling or they're doing are actually normal, but they aren't. And like the symptoms, they can become they're abnormal normal, as I refer to it, that they don't even realize they're caught up in. But others often can, particularly their loved ones, because maybe they're not looking at them at the same through the same ego energy prism that the higher vulnerability person is looking through to see what's taking place. The higher vulnerability person is an intelligent person. They're a spiritual being. They're an imperfect and mentally stable person. But unfortunately, they've got caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making due to their unhealthy ego energy. And unfortunately, they can stay stuck there until they heal the energy leading to the symptoms and the ego stupidity, something that they can do with the use of ego medicine, which involves knowing what ego is and is not. This is sort of the foundation they need to lay, something that I talked about in my programs in the very beginning of my podcasts. They also need to work on tuning into their ego energy, meaning getting a sense of how much ego power, how much ego flexibility, and how much ego vulnerability is playing out in their ego energy. Something that I assist you with across the course of my books and my podcasts and my website. And they also need to work on replacing ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts with those that are connected to truth and reality, a human and divine. And that will be what we're going to be looking at as we talk about the reflections of ego stupidity. Here's the first one. If loved ones accept and approve of me, then I'll be able to love and accept me. The person with higher ego vulnerability often has the thinking going on, if others will accept and approve of me, then I'll be able to do that for myself. I'll be able to love and accept me. In a way, they're constructing a prerequisite for loving themselves, and that goes through somebody else loving them. This is non-reality-based thinking that says loving myself requires others to love me. That's a non-reality-based thought. That's a preference, and we like that, and that's a good thing to experience, but it's not a requirement. The requirement, if any, is for you to be able to love you. Also, it's non-reality-based thinking that suggests that others loving me can be a substitute. It's as if other people love me, that can substitute for me having difficulty with loving myself because of my problems with my weaknesses and imperfections. It's a non-reality-based thought that misses the conditionality taking place, the condition being that others love me, then I can love myself. When your ego is healing and becoming more balanced, you are able to realize that the only acceptance and approval you need is your own. But until then, when you're thinking that if loved ones accept and love and approve of me, then I'll be able to love and accept myself, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to go on to another reflection. Loved ones will accept and approve of me if I can hide my weaknesses and imperfections from them. This notion that if I just prevent them from seeing who I am, the things that maybe concern me, that bother me, that I think are weaknesses or imperfections, that'll go a long way towards them being able to accept and approve of me, and me being able to do that because I keep them at a distance from who I am. And this is actually non-reality-based thinking that suggests that you're hiding those weaknesses from them. People that we know and who we are living with or close to, they know who we are. They can see a lot of who we are because they get a constant dose of us pretty much almost every day. So that notion of hiding our weaknesses from others is usually a fallacy. Also, it's non-reality-based thinking that suggests that loved ones can't accept me if they were to see my weaknesses and imperfections. As if the idea is if they were to see who I really am, they wouldn't be able to accept me, which is non-reality-based thinking, because many times and most often people who know who we are are able to experience a healthy relationship with us because they are connecting to the truth of who we are. That includes our weaknesses and our imperfections. And also, it's non-reality-based thinking, which fails to recognize that loved ones may still not accept us if we're successful in hiding things. So maybe we are trying to come across as a more perfect version of who we are, but that doesn't necessarily mean that people are going to experience those healthier feelings of love and acceptance for us because they may have some intuitive level. No, that's not who we are. So when your ego vulnerability is healing, the reality-based thinking that starts to come up will be that loved ones can and they will accept me, despite my weaknesses and imperfections. And until then, when you're thinking that loved ones are going to accept and approve of you when you hide those weaknesses and imperfections, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection of ego stupidity is this idea that my partner should make me feel happy, that it is your partner's responsibility for helping you and making you feel happy, which is a non-reality-based thought. As we were talking earlier, I shared with you the idea that our partner can play a role in helping us to be happier. But we are the ones who must take the responsibility for being happy. They cannot be a substitute for who and what we must do. It's non-reality-based thinking that makes your partner responsible for your happiness, and they're not. As I said, you are. It's non-reality-based thinking that makes you less responsible for your job in making yourself or helping you to be at peace, again, with yourself and others in the world. Being able to be motivated by love, being able to accept yourself as you are. Those are the things that we all must work on to experience that healthy inner sense of happiness. And it's non-reality-based thinking that will eventually wear out the relationship because the strain and the burden of having to carry the weight of our issues on their shoulders for being responsible for making us happy eventually is very difficult for the relationship to stand up to. So when your vulnerability is healing, you'll realize that you're the one responsible for making you happy, and that your partner is responsible for contributing greater happiness to the relationship. But until then, when you're thinking that my partner should make me feel happy, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to look at one more reflection of ego stupidity, which is that my partner is looking to reject, leave, or abandon me. People with higher vulnerability often anticipate, as I mentioned earlier, negative things happening often in a relationship, and they are misperceiving a lot of the times the idea of thinking that there's rejection that is forthcoming, that they're going to leave me and they're going to abandon me. Again, all of this is coming from the energy that they're experiencing within. It's non-reality-based thinking that may lead you to misperceive your partner. It's non-reality-based thinking that weakens communication because you're taking things the wrong way oftentimes. It can be non-reality-based thinking that really stops communication. People start to gain distance from each other because they have a difficult time being open and honest with each other. When your ego vulnerability is healing, you realize that these are thoughts that are the product of what I would call emotional thinking, connected to your higher ego vulnerability. But until then, when you're thinking that my partner is looking to reject or leave or abandon me, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Now we're going to take a look at some specific insights connected to the symptoms and ego stupidity I've been talking about. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to these difficulty forming relationships with loved ones. These are insights intended to help you to see more of your ego blindness and what ego is actually doing when it comes to the difficulties forming these healthy, growing relationships. And here's the first one. Your higher ego vulnerability voice is stopping you from realizing that you're asking loved ones to give you unconditional love, acceptance, and approval that you're having difficulty giving yourself. You're having difficulty giving those things to yourself, and you may not even realize it. And that's your higher vulnerability voice at work in your life that's preventing you from being aware of this. You're asking loved ones to substitute for doing something you need to do for yourself. It's something you're going to need to understand is going on inside. Instead of working on yourself, in a way, you're working on them. You're asking them to do for you what you're not willing or able to do for yourself. And this is leading to often frequent or constant requests for approval or acceptance that are often stressing the relationship. And over time, you're stressing your partner, particularly if maybe they're also wrestling with their own issues involving security and insecurity. So when you fully awaken, you're going to be able to see all of this. We're coming up on our second break. When we return, we're going to continue talking about ego insights, as well as looking at ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. This is Dr. Ned. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Own Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection, Own Times Radio, IOM FM.
Own Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, Dr. Nick here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find focused ego meditations that can help you know whether you are truly speaking with your voice in your life or ego is speaking for you.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Own Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. We're going to continue talking about ego insights. And the next one is that your higher ego vulnerability voice is leading you to try to hide who you really are from your loved ones in order to get their unconditional love, acceptance, and approval. In a way, you're trying to provide a healthier, more together version of who you are, which is often phony.
You're not comfortable in your own skin at being who you truly are, which is a necessity for growing a close, loving relationship rooted in truth. Oftentimes, loved ones can recognize the phoniness or the act because they see you often, and they see you in maybe your less guarded moments. In some respects, you're pretending to be who you aren't, which will never grow the relationship. You're having trouble being. Being what? Being you. And when you're fully awakening, you'll be able to see all of this. Our next insight is your higher vulnerability voice is weakening your ability to know when to need and not need your partner. You're having trouble balancing between the more dependent parts of a healthy relationship as well as those independent parts, the parts that occur in times when we don't need our partner, we can handle things. So you're having difficulty realizing when you truly need to reach out to your partner. In some cases, you're probably reaching out far more often than would be appropriate or necessary. Also, you have difficulty realizing when you only need to reach out to yourself. That is, when you can handle things on your own, rather than reaching out to your partner. Being the more independent part of who you are within the relationship. You're having difficulty realizing that you have to strike a balance and give your partner an emotional break from you. You can be a very difficult person to be with. I talk about the high maintenance partner that maybe you are, that makes it difficult and more demanding to be in a relationship with you. Your partner needs to be able to maybe not have to be responsible for helping you as much as they are. And you're not realizing that part of growing the relationship is your partner being able to reach out to you, which could be made more difficult if the focus is always about your needs and your issues and your need for support. And that can be undermining the ability for the relationship to grow. So when you fully awaken, you'll be able to see all of this. The next insight, your higher ego vulnerability voice is weakening your ability to realize that you're often using the relationship as a tool to distance you from what makes you unhappy, including your lack of self-acceptance and unconditional love, as well as the unpleasant emotions that you may often experience, such as anxiety or guilt or anger that often occur for those with higher ego vulnerability. So it's as if you're using your partner as a means to liking and loving yourself. They become the means for you to do that rather than you becoming the means to that happening. Your partner is almost like an oasis to you to make the unhappiness go away, at least temporarily. It can never go away permanently because all of the underlying issues are still going on that are leading to the unhappiness that you're experiencing. They are turning off or distancing you from your unhappiness by offering acceptance and love. So the partner, the close, loving relationship that you're experiencing with them is offering a means by which you can temporarily gain some distance. But once your partner goes away or leaves to go to work or do something else, that's when it starts to return. You begin to feel some of the unhappiness that you are often experiencing. And it's an unhappiness that includes not being at peace with yourself. In particular, that lack of acceptance is undermining that sense of being at peace. Being consumed and motivated often by fear. Fear is a big part of your emotional experience, emotional world. Also, being a prisoner of inappropriate expectations, whether they're coming from you or coming from other people. The relationship sometimes is a means by which you can kind of lose contact with those things, but since they're never truly resolved, they come back and the unhappiness returns. When you fully awaken, you'll be able to see all of this. The last insight, ego insight, is that your higher ego vulnerability voice is stopping you from realizing that you're overly sensitized to signs of rejection and disapproval and abandonment, that it's preventing you from realizing the magnification or the creation of rejection and disapproval and abandonment that you're bringing about, that's part of the energy that's flowing and functioning within your ego mind. Not realizing how often you're turning small things into big things, that you tend to, again, magnify things, make things out to be worse than they truly are. That you're also often expecting or waiting or predicting rejection or disapproval or abandonment. Those kinds of thoughts, those images are often flowing around in your head when it comes to the relationship, but they're actually being fostered by the presence of this higher ego vulnerability energy. And also that it's preventing you from realizing that you're often bringing a lot of dark, negative energy into the relationship. So it can be quite difficult to be around you when you're manifesting this higher ego vulnerability energy, and the feel of you is difficult oftentimes. When you fully awaken, you'll be able to see all of this. These are just some of the symptoms, the reflections of ego stupidity, and insights involving ego's voice. There are many more available in my book, It's Your Ego Stupid, which is available as a download, a free download, on the homepage of my website, egoandspirit.info. Now we're going to take a look at ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. We're going to look at how higher ego vulnerability can impact spiritual wellness when it comes to forming close, loving relationships. Up to now, we've been looking at ego's impact on our humanity. Now, we're going to be looking at ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity, the God within each of our being, which is one of the divine gifts we have all been given. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts and our words and deeds. When ego is getting in the way of forming close and loving and connected relationships. And each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. Here are a few examples of ego's impact on our spiritual wellness for those with higher vulnerability. And we'll start with being the love God is. People with higher ego vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well and forming loving relationships with family and friends when there are difficulties involving self-acceptance, imperfection, and or weaknesses are impacting the sharing of unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love within these relationships. Your divinity doesn't involve hiding your weaknesses and imperfections from loved ones, or being consumed by them when participating in communication, compromise, compassion, and creation that are all needed for growing healthy relationships with loved ones. When your higher vulnerability leads to placing conditions on the use of these tools, you're not being the unconditional love God is towards yourself and them. When your higher vulnerability is undermining opportunity for the use of these tools due to the imperfections within your humanity, you're not being the connective love God is towards yourself and them. When your higher vulnerability is burdening you with avoiding, removing, or hiding your weaknesses from loved ones, you're not being the unburdened love God is, again, towards yourself as well as them. And when your higher vulnerability is limiting the amount of love you can give to yourself or others due to the weaknesses and imperfections, you're not being the unlimited love God is, again, towards yourself and them. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, the love God is within your being, and are less spiritually well. Next, we'll talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is. People with higher vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well and forming loving relationships when their lack of acceptance, self-acceptance, and consumption with weaknesses and imperfections are leading them to dishonor themselves with thoughts of being less worthy or capable of meaningful participation within the communication, compromise, compassion, and creation taking place. Your divinity welcomes the opportunity for full participation using each of these tools as you honor and respect what you have to contribute to loving relationships, even though you'll always be an imperfect being possessing weaknesses and imperfections and vulnerabilities. When your higher vulnerability is leading you to dishonor yourself by treating your thoughts and words as being less important or maybe more important than loved ones in the service of managing your weaknesses and imperfections, you're not being the life God is towards yourself and loved ones. When your higher vulnerability is leading to difficulty finding compromises and solutions that respect your needs and those of loved ones, you're not being the life God is towards yourself and loved ones. When your higher vulnerability is leading you to fail to honor and respect your and loved ones' needs for empathy and compassion, you're not being the life God is towards yourself and loved ones. And when your higher vulnerability stops you from welcoming and honoring your contributions or those of loved ones that can contribute to growing relationships, you're not being the life God is towards yourself and loved ones. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, the life God is within your being, and are less spiritually well. Last, we're going to look at being the energy God is and ego's impact on it. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity 3 million years in the making, which includes having ego energy designed into it. This is a capacity rooted in our common source, be it known by you as God or Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, or another I have failed to mention. People with higher vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well and forming close, connected, and loving relationships when their healing and transformation is weakened by inability to participate fully, meaningfully, and authentically within relationships involving loved ones built upon human and divine truth playing out within the relationship. Your divinity involves healing and transformation in which the truth of who you and loved ones are is being fully represented, acknowledged, and respected, including areas where there is needed growth involving weakness and vulnerability. It involves healing and transformation in which healthy relationships with your loved ones serve as an opportunity for this to take place. The sharing of truth with each other, human and divine, is taking place. When your difficulties with accepting yourself and human imperfection are standing in the way of communicating truth with loved ones, you're not being the energy God is. When your difficulties with accepting yourself and human imperfection are getting in the way of bringing truth into meaningful compromises with loved ones, you're not being the energy God is. When your difficulties with accepting yourself and human imperfection are distancing you from sharing truth and understanding towards genuine compassion for yourself and loved ones, you're not being the energy God is. When your difficulties with accepting your weaknesses and vulnerabilities are distancing you from seeking truth and understanding, which welcomes creation and contributions from yourself and loved ones, you're not being the energy God is. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, the energy God is within your being, and are less spiritually well. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. And this is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and easier when we can remove that obstacle. As we leave our focus on higher ego vulnerability and difficulty forming close, loving, connective relationship, give some thought to the symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact I've shared with you. I hope what I've shared with you today will serve as a dose of ego medicine, and if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truths and the divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exist within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual. You already are. You're a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.